The site in question is a landfill on Douglas Road, operated between 1954 and 1979, which the EPA says eventually led to soil and groundwater contamination. The EPA partnered with the state to put a cap over the landfill and connect some residents to clean drinking water. Now officials say it's safe to partially take the site off the national priorities list. EPA Regional Administrator Kurt Thiede says delisting the site will open up Mishawaka to more development.
Not only does it remove the stigma of having a Superfund site in the community, but it also sends a clear signal to potential developers and financial institutions that the site is ready to reuse.
Thiede says existing groundwater contamination is preventing the entire site from being taken off the priorities list, but he says it doesn't currently pose a risk to the public. Steve Francis lives about a half mile from the Superfund site and was named the Hoosier Environmental Council's Environmentalist of the Year for 2016. He says the proposal to partially delist the site is concerning because groundwater contamination is still an issue.
Personally, the whole thing should be still a Superfund site. You know, I'm not sure that what they did in terms of capping the landfill completely alleviates the problem.
The public has the opportunity to comment on delisting the site until July 23rd. I'm Anna Caroline Caruso, WVPE News.